As a note, if you did not get a little instrument on your way in, there's, you can still go to the back and grab one with your bulletin. We'll use those in a song at the end of the service, a special fun sending song. So you can save those for the end of the service. We all get to be kids joining in the noisy song today, so that's great. In the meantime, we're going to start off with our opening songs, and if you're able, we invite you to stand. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name, King of heaven, come. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of heaven, come. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Shine. Good morning. Wow, and welcome. Thank you so much. Today is the fourth Sunday in Advent, and you might not have realized it when you came through that door, but you're going to get a workout this morning. And there's three verbs I want you to be aware of during this worship service. We will receive, we will traverse, and we'll celebrate. And helping us do this is a whole village. So we welcome you in person, and we welcome you online. We extend a warm return welcome to Pastor Mark and his wife Barbie is under the weather today and not able to be with us, but otherwise she would love to be, but we welcome you. We welcome Rod Quanbeck, who's doing our special music today, and we welcome the next best thing to the Von Trapp family singers. It's the Antoine family. Allison is on the piano. Dan's on the guitar, Eliana on the bass, Joshua on the drums, Amara's a vocalist, and Cooper there in the pew, he's going to be on the trombone a little later. So we may not be in Austria, but we will definitely hear the sound of music this morning, as you've already witnessed. The only other announcement I'd like to bring to your attention is that we do have Christmas Eve service here, 5:30, Wednesday. Thanks to Lynn Ann and Christy Peck. Please join me in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we continue to be amazed at the working of the Holy Spirit in this congregation and in our lives. We really shouldn't be, because your birth itself was remarkable. From start to finish, your birth was immersed in the supernatural. From tongue-tied Zechariah Mary's cousin Elizabeth, obedient Joseph, messenger angels, to Bethlehem, where the Son of God was miraculously born. How much more supernatural can we get, Lord? Open our hearts to receive you in new ways, and help us to experience your supernatural presence. We ask specifically, Lord, that your will be done here at Harbor of Joy through the discerning work of the call team. You know who our next pastor is, who you will reveal to us in your perfect timing. Today, we lift the caretakers in our church, those saints caring for a loved one who is in daily need. Our caretakers are many, and you know exactly who each one is and the struggles they keep. Particularly, we pray for Mark Evil, who's tending to his wife, Tammy, after she fell and broke her wrist last week. We ask for relief of her pain, healing, and an extra measure of your grace. Please uphold all these caregiving hands and feet of Jesus through your hope for today. Peace that passes all human understanding, joy in the journey, and your sacrificial love. We thank you for hearing our prayers, our Messiah, and give you all the glory, our light in the darkness. So please join me in the call to worship. Well, let's pray for that right now. Again, Lord, we come to you, and we're thankful we can come to you, and we know that you are steadfast, and you are always here for us. And you are here for Patty and Lynn Creswell, who will soon leave for Tanzania. Oh, Lord God, it's a big journey, and there's so many aspects to the trip. And particularly, we pray over Patty's health and Lynn's health, that you keep them healthy and sturdy and all prepared for what you have for them overseas. Patty is especially struggling with an eye problem right now. Great healer, we ask you to put your fingers on her like you did you put mud on the man in the Bible, on his eyes, and they were healed. So we ask you to heal Patty's eyes. And as they get ready to leave, we will pray for them again because we have a couple of more weeks before they leave. But we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. In your holy and precious name, we give you thanks. Now, if you will join me in the call to worship, please. Jesus, our Messiah, you were born to save all humanity. Come into our hearts once again this holy season.
Fill our lives with your hope, peace, joy, and love.
And Amara Antoine is going to light our Advent candle today.
Shepherd. He is coming, tell the glad tidings, let your lights be shining.
And we read the responsive reading together. Stir up your power, King of Glory, and come.
Take away the hindrance of our sins and make us ready for the celebration of your birth, that we may receive you in hope, peace, joy, and love to serve you always.
Who is he, this King of Glory?
The Lord Almighty, he is the King of Glory.
Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee, Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Well, we already prayed. So, we'd like to welcome Mark to the pulpit here to give his message. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Let's thank the worship team once again for their sharing their gifts today. Let's thank them for that. Go ahead. My wife couldn't be here today. She's so bummed. She did everything she could to try to get here. But number one, she's not feeling really good. She was in bed. She said, wake me up and I'm going to get ready and I'm going to go unless I'm not feeling that well. And so I walked in this morning and she slept in a different room so I wouldn't get sick. So good luck with that. She wasn't gonna make it. So she was really bummed to not be here today. She also didn't want to come because she might infect some other people. So she wasn't just that. She could have probably pushed through it and sat in the back in the corner or something like that. But so she's really bummed. So I'm here today to preach again. So thankful to be here, Harbor of Joy. This is definitely a harbor of joy. When you walk in this place, the fellowship is very, very rich here. You hear a lot of laughter, a lot of joy, a lot of, definitely a harbor of joy. And then someone prayed today that it's also a lighthouse. And it's interesting, I'm preaching about the light of Christmas in your dark days. And it sounds like such a negative title, but it will end up being positive. And I was thinking about this on the way over. You know, a lot of people this time of year are just really, they're doing pretty good because Christmas is coming. They got family around them, a lot of excitement. You know, you guys are here. It's great to just kind of be together. And I thought, boy, I don't want to get people down. But I realized that sometimes you can just get down. There's some things that just get us down. And in fact, on Monday, I think it was, I was out. So we're putting our Christmas lights are already up. And I put them up way early in November because I'm not, you know, Mama didn't raise any stupid children. Because once it gets cold, it's really hard to be out there putting lights up. Can I get an amen on that one? So that's what I did, and I put this Christmas, we have this Christmas tree that's got the Sinai bulbs on it, kind of like this one up here, and I put it in the ground, and I staked it in. It was all ready to go, and Barbie said, that is out way too early. You cannot put that out, and I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to have to, you know, hammer into ice if I have to do that later on. So I took it out. So this week on Monday, guess what I did? I was out there putting that Christmas tree up. It's a Christmas tree with light bulbs and so forth. That's kind of cool looking and so forth. So I was on my hands and knees and I'm hammering in these stakes in the ground. Well, guess what happened on Thursday? My back is so tweaked right now. In fact, Thursday and Friday, I just literally was, I was incapacitated. The fact that I'm here today is a miracle because my back is, and it's still tweaked. I've been to the chiropractor twice, on my way again on Monday. So I was having some dark days. So everybody's happy, right? I wasn't so super happy. Anybody else go through some health issues where you're just not super happy? You don't have to raise your hand in public, but you understand what I'm saying. So the doctor said that I did something in my fourth lumbar. That's where I hurt my back. So that's way up here, I think, somewhere up here. But it hurts really bad down here. And they said the body's trying to protect your, you know, whatever, your muscles or whatever. It's trying to protect the rest of your body and so forth. Maybe some of you understand that. But I'm here to talk about the light of Christmas in our dark days. And let's just pray and ask that the Lord would just speak to us. So, Lord, we do ask for that, that you would speak to us. Maybe we're doing great. Maybe our days aren't dark. But maybe we're about ready to enter a season into that. Or maybe we're coming out of a season of that. But, Lord, I just pray that that you would speak to us and help us understand that you are our light in our dark days. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. One of my favorite parts of Christmas are the lights. Do you like the lights? I love looking at the lights. And we're getting a little bummed because Barbie and I have been driving around. I mean, it was like October, you know, and I know I violated that too. But we didn't turn the lights on. But the lights are out way too early now. Another amen on that? I don't know. We're saying amen twice. Maybe we're turning into a different kind of church. We even drove out to somewhere like near Fostoria to see the lights. You've been out to that place where they have all these beautiful lights? I love the lights. It's my favorite part of Christmas. It seems that Christmas lights up the world. It's a time where we put lights up. Many people love to light up their houses with Christmas lights. Like I said, we've done that too. I brought my lights here. These are actually Barbie's. And I think if you turn them on, you know, it does that and does that. And I like that more than I like the blinking lights. See, I turned it off. There you go. And I'm just going to leave this on up here. Hopefully it'll stay. If not, we got some good people up here in the front that'll help me pick them up. These are my favorite lights, C9s. Anybody love C9s? I mean, they went away for a while because we, you know, all the women wanted the white, you know, white lights. I'm like, white lights? What's up with white lights? Let's get those C9s out there. So I've always been in this feud with people on what's the best Christmas light. Now, I don't want to cause any trouble. I don't want to, you know, cause any enemies today, but these are the Christmas lights that you got to have on your house, all right? In fact, the ones that they have now, they're like LED lights, and they're just not as bright anymore as they used to be. They used to be super bright, and they, you know, your power would just go like this as you turn them on. You'd have them, you know, you'd be spending all kinds of money. But C9s are my favorite lights. Well, lights are important for Christmas, but let me tell you this. Lights were important in the first Christmas. I mean, it's a phenomenal story. The angels did this dazzling light show in the sky, and the shepherds went to Bethlehem as a result to see the baby Jesus. You know, the angels, I mean, you just read that sometime and you think that it was just some little scene that only one person or one group of people could see. But everybody knew that the sky just lit up like it had never lit up before. And other people would have seen that light. And it was something that was in the first Christmas story. Also, the wise men were another group of people. That they saw a bright light in the sky, a star, and they followed it to see the Savior that was born. So light is a big theme of the early church, or not the early church, but when Jesus Christ was born in the manger. Light is a major theme also in the Bible. All through the scriptures, it talks about light. And I'm going to read some of those to you. The Bible says in 1 John 1:5, it says, God is, I get my glasses on here. God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. Can you say that?
God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
Okay, the very first command that God gave in creation was, let there be what? Let there be light. Jesus said, I am the what of the world? I'm the light of the world. This is the very reason for Christmas. In John 12:46, Jesus said, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in him. Did I just go out? Okay, the batteries went out. Can you hear me though? Now, they're going to bring batteries up, but I'll keep going because of time. I have come as a light to shine in the dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer wander in darkness. He's not talking about physical darkness here. He's talking about personal darkness. Everybody has dark days. Like I said, you know, I was just kind of scooting along, and all of a sudden I decided to put some lights up, and then it's ruined my last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then even today I thought I'd be better. But, you know, I had a dark night last night. Every time you turn, you know, it hurts, and then you wake up. Everybody has dark days, though. There's dark days we don't want to get out of bed. Right? We're just going through a difficult time. Or there are days when we don't feel like it's worth the effort. We're not trying to be mean or anything. I probably should get some sound up here. Is it on? Oh, it is on. Okay. Man, I'm having a dark day of sound right now. There are days when we just want to throw in the towel. I don't feel that a lot of times, but there are days when you just feel like something happened. You had something happen with a family member. Or something happens at your work or a friend or a neighbor. And it kind of throws you off. You want to throw in the towel. And you get down. There are days when we just don't want to see anybody. We just want to be left alone. We all go through dark days. Now, probably not all the time. And I don't want to depress you up here. But there are times when we go through that. We all have dark days of disappointment. We have dark days of distress. We have dark days of doubt. And we have dark days of depression. We can all relate to at least one of those. I don't know if you know this. In World War II, Winston Churchill said that when the war started in Europe, he said, the light has gone out in Europe. Quite a statement there. Some of you may feel that way about your life right now. Maybe you don't just have this tweak in your back. Maybe you've been going through some health problems for a long time. It's really hard to put your best foot forward in life. Some of you may feel that way about life. You feel like the light has gone out in your life. Some of you may be facing some major crises this year. Maybe you had a death of a loved one. And it's so difficult that you've got to go through that now. And you're like, how am I going to get through this? I just lost someone that I love very much. My mom died a couple months ago. And it's really hard. I mean, I know she's in a better place. I know she's in her eternal home. But I miss calling her and just hearing her voice and talking to her. Maybe you've been laid off. Or maybe you've had something to do with your job that's been very difficult. Or maybe you have an illness or you just were diagnosed with something. And you're having a hard time. Maybe this year you don't feel like being happy for the holidays. It's just not there. In fact, the happiness of the holidays only intensifies your pain and your loneliness. If you don't get anything else today, get this. I want you to know this, that God cares for you. The Advent candle for today is love, and that God does love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. But I wanted to read you the second part of that. I think we ought to recite it together, but we always end there. It says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So if you don't get anything else today, I hope you get this, that God cares for you and he loves you in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your dark days. God loves you. He cares about you because you matter to him. Your pain matters to him, and he cares about all of that that's going on. So where do you turn in your dark days? What's the antidote? Let me just read in 1 Samuel 22:29. It says, you, Lord, are my light. You dispel my darkness. How does Jesus do that? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Jesus came to light up our dark days. How does Jesus dispel our darkness? How does he light up our life? Well, I'm going to give you four things today that will help you with that. Because Christmas, you don't have to stay in the dark. This Christmas, you don't have to stay in the dark. So let me tell you what Jesus does. Jesus wants to do four things in your life. Number one, how does Jesus dispel our darkness? Number one, he encourages us when we're disappointed. Can you say that? And maybe you're going through disappointment now. Maybe there's some things that are going on. He will encourage you. It says in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. It's such a great truth, especially when you're going through a difficult, dark, disappointing time. You need to understand that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He's close to you when you're brokenhearted. And he saves those who are crushed in spirit. The first way God encourages us is he says, I am with you. It says the Lord is close. He's not left you. In fact, he's closer to you now than he's ever been when you're going through that difficult time. Now, some of you, like I said, had a tough time this year. Maybe 2025 was a disappointing year. You didn't get the promotion you thought you were going to get. You didn't close the sale you thought you were going to close. You didn't complete the task or project, and it was delayed. Your hopes and dreams and the things you've hoped would happen didn't materialize. And you're just going through a disappointing time. So where is God in all that? When you're going through disappointment, where is he? You've asked that question before. Where are you, Lord? In the midst of all of that stuff, where are you, Lord? Where are you at? Where he's always been. He hasn't left you. Emmanuel, God with us. He's right by our side. He's carrying us through the storms of life. He's carrying us through those difficult times. He's always with us. He's close to the brokenhearted. And he saves those who are crushed in spirit. He's always with us. Listen to this. The darkest part of the night is when the light shines the brightest. It's true. You know, I like it really dark when I sleep. Anybody else with me on that? I love it really dark. And there's always some little light. I mean, these companies put little lights on everything. Barbie goes around and she tapes over the lights. And I'm like, and then in the daytime, I'm like, what's all this tape doing on our, you know, you got four things in your room that have light coming out. And so she'll tape it off. The darkest part of the night is, and by the way, that little light that you don't even know is there, when you turn all the lights out, it becomes something that could keep you awake. It's so bright. The darkest part of the night is when the light shines the brightest. Jeremiah 29:11, some of you know this scripture, the plans I have for you, says the Lord, are plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. God says, I don't want to hurt you. I want to help you. I created you. I have a future for you. I have a future hope for you in your life. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. He wants us to know that he's with us, and he wants to walk with us, and he wants to encourage us when we're disappointed. So how can Jesus dispel our darkness? He encourages us when we're disappointed. Number two, he strengthens us when we're distressed. Can you say that? He does. One of the most famous scriptures in all the scriptures is Philippians 4:13. Everybody, that's their favorite verse, especially young people. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Amplified Version says, I have the strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. Now that's a lot of words for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God says, I am competent. God says, I'm capable. God says, I'm able to handle anything that comes your way or His way for you. And we need to understand that He can strengthen us when we're distressed. Psalm 23:4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. He's always with us. He never leaves us, even though we think He does. And I struggle with that too. You know, sometimes I think, Lord, where are you? The darkest part of the night is when the light shines the brightest. The theme of the Psalms, the whole book of Psalms, is one sentence. Life is tough, and God is good. You just read the book of Psalms, all 150 chapters, because that's what it's about. Life is tough, but God is good. Did you know that there's 365 fear nots in the Bible? Isn't that amazing? How did that work out? That's one for every day of the year. God says, do not be afraid. I will strengthen you when you're distressed. So He not only encourages us when we're disappointed, He strengthens us when we're distressed. Number three, He will guide us when we're doubtful. Can you say that? When we're confused and we don't know which way to go, listen to what the scripture says. In John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness. For living light will flood your path. A great scripture. Did you know that was in the Bible? I mean, we should have to memorize that one. Let me read it again. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through darkness. For living light will flood your path. So what are you worried about today? What's keeping you up at night? What's got you uptight? What are some of the things that you're struggling with? What is keeping you, keeping your stomach churning all the time? What are those things that you're struggling with? Jesus says, Jesus Christ says, I am the light that the world desperately needs. So we've been through three of these. He encourages us when we're disappointed. He strengthens us when we're distressed. He guides us when we're doubtful. And number four, He will change us when I'm depressed. You say that. Yeah, I guess I used different words there. He will change us when we're depressed. Did you know that when you get down, God doesn't want to just pat you on the back and cheer you up and say, it'll be okay, bro. He doesn't want to do that. He actually wants to change you. When you're going through these difficult times and you're going through a depressive of time or a down time or a dark day, He doesn't want to just cheer you up. He wants to change you. He wants to transform you. He doesn't want to just keep us going. He wants us to make a change. He wants us to change. And He can change you. He wants to change you. Ephesians 5:13 says, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. When the light of God shines, it brightens us up. It takes us out of the pit of despair, and the light of God fills our lives. Isn't that encouraging? You know, you're probably sitting here saying, okay, I get it. I understand. But there might be some other people thinking as they're here today that I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm going through a difficult time. And maybe as you sit there, and I don't want you to share openly, but maybe you're sitting there thinking, how am I going to get through this? I'm a little down right now. So Lord, if you're going to change me, change me. I want to be changed. Maybe you're going through the dark day right now in your life and you don't know how to handle it. The good news is because of Christmas, there is now a light in the world that can drive away the darkness. That little baby that came didn't just stay a little baby. He grew up, and he's the Son of God. He was God incarnate. He suffered. He shared, taught, suffered, died, rose again to change the world. 1 John 2:8 says, "The darkness in our lives disappears, and the new light of life in Christ shines in." This new light shines in our lives if you allow him to shine in your life. Sometimes we, you know, kind of like Barbie and I, we put a little piece of tape over the light because it's bothering us. But this new light will shine in our lives. When I think about the first Christmas, I think about the star the wise men saw to follow from the east. You ever thought about that story? Kind of an interesting story. In fact, I heard some stuff yesterday. I won't bore you with the details, but it goes all the way back to Daniel. When Daniel was put in a place, and he was actually in charge of, he started to have influence on a group of people called the Magi. And they were like the magicians in that time. And Daniel would share, I'm sure he shared the prophecies that he had with these magis about this light that was going to come. That's where it all started. So it's like, how did they know about this? I just heard yesterday, I was kind of flipping through some of these reels or whatever. And this pastor was talking about how Daniel had an impact on these magi, these people. They would have known about this light that was coming. I thought, I would have never thought that Daniel, and right, he was taken out of his land and put in a different place, and he began to have an influence on the future of the coming king. Personally, with the Magi that became part of them learning about this light that was going to be there. So people are like, why did these Magi go and follow this light? You can trace it all the way back to Daniel, hundreds of years before the coming new king, Jesus. Now, they saw this light. The wise men saw this light. I'm sure that many other people saw the same light, the same star, right? It wasn't just the wise men that saw it. Everybody saw the star. It was in the sky. Everybody could see it. Most likely millions of people saw the bright and unusual light. But they didn't do anything about it. Millions did nothing about it. But wise men followed the light. That's why they were wise, because they followed the light. It's one thing to know there's light in the world. It's another thing to follow the light. It kind of goes with us. I mean, we see the light of Christ. We see what he's done. But what are we doing with it? If you're wise, you'll do something with that light. You'll actually change your behavior. You'll change who you are as a person. The point is, you can choose darkness or light. You can choose to live in the dark nights of the soul, or you can choose to live in the light. We all have that same choice. Now, let me just say it this way. God shines the sun on everybody, right? We all have to get the sun. Even when it's wintertime, we get the sun. So you can choose to enjoy the sun as everybody else is in the sun, but you can also go live in a cave. It's your choice. Do you want to reap the benefits of what God has for you and allow that light to change you? Or do you just want to, you know, fold your arms and say, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm going to live in a cave. It's your choice. If you want to get out of the dark days, then you must choose to start living in the light. And how do you do that? You have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not just come to church and become part of the furniture week after week, but you actually have a relationship with Jesus. And you have a time where you spend with him. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Doesn't mean you have to have it all together. But it means you start a relationship with the living God, the light of the world. Everyone, by the way, came here for different reasons today. I mean, this is a week before Christmas. This is Sunday before Christmas. Big day, big church day. Everybody came here for different reasons. Some came today out of tradition. Some people came here out of habit. Some people came here because they have a drug problem. Somebody drug you here today. Some of you came out of curiosity. Some of you came because of the music, and the music was beautiful today, and I'm sure we're going to get more of that. Some of you came because your friend or relative or somebody cared enough to invite you. I don't care why you think you're here. I know why you're here. You're not here by accident. You may have thought you came for one reason, but God brought you here for another reason. I think He brought you here to tell you something that will end the year of 2025 and start the year beginning in 2026. And He wanted you to know this. He wanted to say something to you, and He wanted to say this. Now listen, you matter to me. God's saying that to you right now. You matter to me. I love you. I want to have a relationship with you. That's why you're here today. Maybe for some of you, you already knew that, so it's no big news. But for others, He's speaking directly to your heart, that He loves you. He came for you. I really believe that when we do communion, I've done a communion a couple times here, that I believe that if Jesus came for the world, God so loved the world, but I believe He still would have came just for you. If you were the only one that would respond, I do believe that He would have still came just for you. Now, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about rituals. I'm not talking about rules. I'm not talking about regulations. I'm talking about a relationship to the person who made you, God, your Creator. He wants to have a relationship with you. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about a relationship we can have with this newborn king that came to die for the world. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten, what? Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. He wanted to have a relationship with you. He said, I came to light up the darkness in people's lives. The first step for many of you is that you need to receive God's Christmas gift to you this year, His gift of love, His Son, Jesus Christ. And maybe some of you have already done that, but maybe this will be the first time that you've done that. So, Lord, I accept You. I receive this gift of love that You've given to me, this relationship with Jesus Christ. Receive that gift and say, Jesus Christ, I accept the gift of You. Put Yourself, put Your Spirit, put Your love in my life. If you haven't done that, why not do it today? Why not just say, Jesus, come in? What a perfect time to do it, just days before Christmas. Others of you have already made that decision, and you know, maybe you're doing great and so forth. You made it in the past, and maybe you've drifted away. What does a hymn say? We're prone to what? Prone to wander. Maybe you've drifted away. Your heart's grown cold. You've got away from all that you know and all that you believe. I would say that today's the day to come back. What a great day to come back, a couple days before Christmas. Come on home. Come back home. And continue with that relationship with God. You know, I always say that you're only as good as your last quiet time, or your last time with the Lord. You know, it's like we can go from that beautiful, wonderful time and this great mountaintop experience, whether that's on your knees or it's something that happens at church, or you have a relationship with the Lord and you're spending time with Him daily, and then you go through literally days, weeks, months without that relationship. And I would encourage you to just come back. Say, starting today, Lord, I want to start fresh. I want to start spending time with You in the morning or in the afternoon or the evening. It doesn't matter. I think God cares what time you spend with Him. He just wants to spend time with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be the light of the world in your life. He wants to change you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to strengthen you in all of these things. So I would say today's the day. 21st of December, 2025, mark the day that this is the day you came back to Jesus or you came to Jesus for the first time. And then enjoy the rest of your life. Let's pray together. Holy Spirit, you are so good and you speak to us and you love us. You care so deeply about our lives and our families and our existence. You care so deeply about having a relationship with us. You know we're not perfect, but that doesn't stop you from loving us. You didn't come to condemn us. You came to save us. And so we're so thankful that we can live in that reality. We can make that decision. Whether we're young or old, we can still turn our eyes upon you and to follow that light in our dark days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Mark. It's a holy night when Christ came into this world. It's a holy time when we bow before him. And it's a holy message that we proclaim to the world.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine. The night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. O'er the world a star is sweetly gleaming. Now come the wise men from out of the Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need. Our weakness is no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains he shall break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we with all our hearts. We praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Then ever, ever praise we his power and glory. Evermore proclaim his power and glory. Evermore proclaim.
I would do well to read my own bulletin, so I'm sorry I got off track earlier, but we're back on track now. let's read the Apostles' Creed together, please. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
This is a picture of Mount Arbel in Galilee. That's the Sea of Galilee behind it. It's a beautiful holy land where you can stand firmly in Israel and see Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. From a lowly stable to high atop this very mountain, Christ commissioned us to go tell nations and people his story from its beginning without end.
And so to do that today, we are going to get a little Pentecostal, perhaps. Actually, so I teach kinder music, which is for little kids. We do it at the Art Center, birth to five, so much fun. And you have a camp guy. So we have to, you know, have a little bit of fun too, right, at the end of church. So this is the time to grab out your shaker or bell or rhythm sticks. And if you did not yet get one, Nancy's got the basket in the back, and she will happily bring you one. Now, this song is 12 Days of Christmas style, okay? So it's kind of a building, and then we go back down. So it's going to feel a little bit long, but it's going to be fun. So I would, if you are able, I would invite you to stand, because you might even feel a little bit of a toe tap and maybe even a little swing. That's okay. And let's get rocking.
He was born.
Born
Go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee one by one, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee four by four, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee five by five, five for the gospel writers, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee six by six, six for the six that couldn't get fixed, five for the gospel writers, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee seven by seven, seven for the seven who came down from heaven, six for the six that couldn't get fixed, five for the gospel writers, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee eight by eight, eight for the eight that stood at the gate, seven for the seven who came down from heaven, six for the six that couldn't get fixed, five for the gospel writers, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee nine by nine, nine for the nine that were just on time, eight for the eight that stood at the gate, seven for the seven who came down from heaven, six for the six that couldn't get fixed, five for the gospel writers, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 10 by 10, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 that were just on time, 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 who came down from heaven, 6 for the 6 who couldn't get fixed, 5 for the gospel writers, 3 for the 4 that stood at the door, 3 for the Hebrew children, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 11 by 11, 11 for 11 that went on to heaven, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 that were just on time, 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 who came down from heaven, 6 for the 6 that couldn't get fixed, 5 for the gospel writers, 4 for the 4 that stood at the door, 3 for the Hebrew children, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem.
One more.
Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm going to send me 12 by 12, 12 for the 12 disciples, 11 for 11 that went on to heaven, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 that were just on time, 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 came down from heaven, 6 for the 6 that couldn't get fixed, 5 for the gospel writers, 4 for the 4 that stood at the door, 3 for the Hebrew children, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby, 4 born in Bethlehem, born in Bethlehem.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Can I go grab you a truffle now?
I'll go get one. Thanks, Cooper. That was fun.
What do you want? Do you want raspberry?
Love the trombone edition.